Merry Christmas, Ty Warren.
Merry Christmas.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Dale, how you doing?
Doing great.
Ty, doing great. Pretty competitive game yesterday, huh? Tough one. Tough game.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. He come in, taking off his coat. It's like somebody talking about you, like you want to start a fight or something. Oh, what's up? Somebody say something about me? Say something.
Yeah, what was
Merry
all that
Christmas,
talk?
Vince.
Same to you guys. What was all that talk last time?
Well, you didn't want to, you didn't show up last time.
Yeah.
What we thought Ty
what was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Well, Ty Warren and Vince Wilfork are in the house.
Yeah,
here.
We were just saying it was an extremely tough, close game yesterday. That must have been.
I saw you laughing in the first half for crying out
loud.
That must
have been
Vince.
Pretty dramatic for
I
you
mean,
guys.
It was not that tough a day.
It was it was a lot of trauma. post trauma, after the game like that, it was pretty tough.
He's doing it with a straight face, too.
Those guys didn't want to play in the snow, did they?
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure they was worried about this weather. I mean, one thing that Bill said, and he said it all week last week, was we're not playing the snow. We're not playing the weather. We're playing the Arizona Cardinals. So I think everybody had that in back of their mind that, hey, we need to – I don't care what the – if it's snow, rain, sleet, we don't know. We didn't care. We just wanted to come out and be the Arizona football team, which we did. And I think going forward, I think that's the way we need to play. I think that's the only time all year we played a complete game. We didn't let up on all three phases. We didn't let up. I mean, defensively, we stopped the run. We stopped the passing game, one big pass play. But other than that, man, defensively, we played very, very well. Offensively, ran the ball effectively. Castle threw the ball. They caught the ball. And special teams covered. And they returned well. I mean, all three phases of the game was exactly how you wanted the coaching. That's exactly how we wanted to play. Then we went out and we executed it.
Well, guys, Kurt Warner has flung the ball all over the field this year. And if you have the possibility of having three 1,000-yard receivers, which he does, that means he's getting time to throw. So for both of you as defensive linemen, who were you focused on the offensive line? Like, who's the one guy that maybe we don't talk about because we spend so much time talking about the receivers and the quarterback?
I don't know. I was just trying to stop the run, bro. If I got caught on the pass, I got caught on the pass. But
yeah. I don't think it was anybody in particular up there. I think the offensive line done a great job all year of, giving him protection. And I think Kurt done a great job of getting the ball out. And a lot of times it comes from receivers being able to get off the line without a jam, so his timing wasn't the timing was always there. I think something we did yesterday was we challenged the receivers. We put a lot of pressure up front on the offensive linemen, make the quarterback go to his second and third reads or come to checkdowns. And I think DBs did a great job of jamming those guys up. And from a defensive front standpoint, I think Jarvis and Mike Wright and LaKeeven, I think those guys, they don't get enough, enough mm-hmm. credit. And I think this game right here, those three guys, they played their butts off, especially Mike Wright up in the middle.
He was bringing a ruckus yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, they couldn't block him.
Yeah.
They couldn't block him. And, I mean, he had a field day. Yeah. I mean, I remember talking to him early in the game. I'm like, man, you are hot. Yeah. You're a hot dude. Keep it going. And, he kept it going. And once he got in the rhythm, it was over. But all three of those guys, they don't get enough credit. But I think this week it showed what type of backups that we do have, what type of players we have. And they played lights out last night.
Ty, yeah, I was just going to ask how hard it is for you big guys up front in particular, footing and getting a drive off the snap and because you're reacting and not acting many, many times. Mm-hmm. How hard does it make it for you guys on the defensive line with conditions that you were facing yesterday?
It changes up things a little bit, going into the game, knowing that there was going to be snow on the ground. Footwear is a big thing when you're going into a game like that. So you want to have, the right type of cleats and stuff like that that are going to allow you to have whatever grip that's going to be allowed with the snow that's on the ground. But, I mean, it plays a factor. You know, I remember just watching ESPN and watching Mark and Marcellus Wiley talk about when they played and the advantages for offensive linemen and the defensive linemen. And, you know, and Wiley saying that, you know, your stance is a lot more square and you're really conscious about your foot, your footing and your footwork and conditions like that. And then, you know, Mark Mayo saying, you know, hey, as an offensive lineman, you look out the window in the morning, you know the mental battle is already won because it's an advantage for the offensive line in a lot of respects because it's not going to be a lot of counter moves and things like that. To try to counter what offensive lineman does, you know, if he gets you, he gets you. But it changes up a lot of things. And then even for Kurt, when we were talking about just a second ago, I mean, you got to think that conditions like that played a factor in as far as the timing. And granted, you know, Bolden wasn't playing and anything like that, but you know, it can be an advantage for the receivers in a lot of respects because. I mean, if you run certain routes that's going to benefit you in the offense during the game as far as, you know, the double moves and stuff like that and, you know, getting guys to commit in conditions like that. So it plays a big factor.
Vince, now you went to the U, a very respected football factory.
Back then.
Yeah, I was going to say, long time ago.
He's been in your face about 5-6 years ago, but keep it coming.
Long time
ago. But keep it coming, I agree.
But a kid who went to the U, and we're learning more about him, I'm sure you can tell us more than we even know. Brandon Merriweather had another big play yesterday, had a big play out in Seattle that helped seal the game for you. Tell us something about this kid that you see and maybe we don't.
Well, I think confidence is everything now. I think coming in. You know, he was kind of didn't know what his role was. I mean, first rounder, played at one of the, you know, toughest school, one of the top ranked schools that in college football, and he wasn't playing. So, and one thing I told him coming in, I say, look, they asking you to do a lot of things. That's going to benefit you because in our defense, we have safety playing corner sometimes. Corners playing safety or star. We have a safety drop down playing a backer. So I say, in our defense, you liable to be anywhere. And I think at first he didn't get it. And till I, you know, kept preaching, he's starting to see and starting to understand. And I think he took it upon himself to get better, to look at film, if it's with Bill or with his position coach, to look at film and see what he need to do as a player to get better. And I think over the past year, he took his game to another level.
You can see it.
Because of that. And like I say, confidence level, being a veteran now, he kind of know what his defense is all about. So I always seen it. And I always tell a story about when he was coming to the University of Miami, Randy Shannon was our defensive coordinator, and he put me in his office one day. And he had a highlight film of Brandon Merriweather. And he was like, take a look at this guy. And he probably had 60 plays. And every 60 play, probably he was knocking somebody's head off. He was knocking people under the bleachers, up on the fences. I mean, you was like, man, who is this dude? I never seen a highlight tape like it. And he was like, it's Brandon Merriweather. He going to be your safety. I said, get out of here. He's like, yeah, he's coming. I say, okay. That's the one thing. When I saw that, I expected that. I mean, every time that he coming to hit somebody, I expect his head to come off. And I tell him that, man, I expect you to do this because I see what he can do. You know, I hold him to a higher standing, and he do me the same way. And being that we're from the same place, I mean, we take each other. We make each other accountable for one another. And I think he's to a level now where he understand a lot of things. He see a lot of things clearer now. He know the defense. He know the different position. He know what the offense is doing. And that's what's making him a better football player now than when he first came in as a rookie.
You guys say this all the time. The situation is what it is. You got to take care of your own business, but you still need help. I mean, did you ever, in your wildest dreams, think that you would ever have to be rooting for the New York Jets?
I don't think. I don't. I mean.
No.
Fredo.
No. Not Fredo.
Hey. I don't.
I knew it was you.
You know, you're still my brother, Fredo.
You don't understand, man. After that interview, I went back and I let my wife listen to it, And she really didn't understand because she don't watch them type of movies with me, man. But the little inputs that y'all were putting in right after that, you know, the parts of the movie that you like, I knew it was you. I knew it was you. When you said that, man, I was crying. I was crying, man. But no,
you got to be a Jets fan this weekend.
Yeah, you got. I mean, you know, we got to be a Patriots fan. I say that first and foremost. We got to go up here and take care of our business. And then whatever happens, you know, we put ourselves in the situation that we're in, you know, and you got to deal with it. And that's, you know, that's life, that's football, and that's just the way the chips fell for us, you know. And unfortunately, you know, being 11-5, you don't hear, you know, a lot of 11-5 teams or, you know, potential 11-5 teams, you know, not be able to go to, you know, to the playoffs. I mean, but we've seen over the years 10-6 teams, and I mean, the AFC is just real competitive. And then we were just talking about in the locker room just a second ago how, you know, teams are clinching their divisions at six wins and eight wins and stuff
Arizona.
Like that.
Cardinals, yeah.
I wish that was the case, but we got to, you know, it's a competitive league, and you know, and that's just where the chips fell for us. So, but, you know, we just got to take care of the Patriots business first, and then everything else will take care of itself.
Basically control what we can control, you know, and that's winning. You know, everything else, if it happens, it happens. But we can only help ourselves by winning. And then whatever, you know, the Jets or whoever it may be, whatever they do, they do. But, hey, like Ty say, we put ourselves in this situation. It's a tough one to be in. I mean, it's very tough. I hate rooting for anybody other than the Miami Hurricanes. So, but, you know, control what you can control. And that's going to Buffalo this week and try to pull our 11th win. And we'll go from there. Then we'll see where we're at from there.
Now, what was it like for you, both of you guys, watching, because I'm sure you did, watching Dallas on Saturday, saying, are you kidding me? Twice in a row on a run blitz? You let a guy go for 70-plus yards. Why? You know, watching Dallas go up in smoke and then rooting for Seattle yesterday. I mean, what's that dynamic like for you guys? Because, as you said, you're usually not in this position.
I too much didn't watch the Baltimore game. I seen some of it because, you know, curfew or whatever. But as far as, you know, the Jet game yesterday, I get home and I turn it on because of, you know, division game. That's a big game for us. And now I'd rather watch them than, you know, they had Atlanta on, I guess. I said, I'd rather watch and see what they do. But just seeing them lose, I mean, you know, that was huge for us. You know, that's, you know, I wasn't rooting for them, but I mean, that was huge.
Come on, Seneca Wallace, pick this up, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to be honest with you. I want to get
that. So, you know, I mean, like I say, everything will work itself out. I mean, we just have to win. Patriots, we continue to win. And I think if we go forward with the way we played last night, I'm telling you, if we go forward with this and we get in the playoffs, I mean, it's going to be scary for a lot of people. It's going to be scary. I'm excited. I'm telling you, I'm very excited.
Ken Hamlin. I mean, you sit there going, Ken Hamlin, just tackle somebody.
Oh, yeah, man.
Anybody.
I mean, I don't know the exact players and stuff, but there were some players in that game I was like, come on, man. You know what I mean? And, I didn't get to watch it, all of it, just like, you know, Vince didn't because of curfew and stuff. But, you know, I did watch it, and I was like, man, come on, man. You know what I mean? And it was like, it just seemed like this never – I don't know. They just never got it going the way they, you know, they could have. And, you know, I was watching. I was rooting for Dallas, and then yesterday, when I got home, and I was, you know, I know Seattle was playing the Jets and stuff like that, and I played a little attention to that, but before I knocked out, and then I later woke up to find out that they lost to Seattle. So
we've talked to you guys about this guy on a number of occasions in the past. You play Buffalo twice a year. You've seen a lot of this guy. Michael and I both have so much respect for Marshawn Lynch.
I love watching him run.
And how he runs the football. And I don't know what his situation is physically for this weekend. That's still up in the air. But you got to prepare for, I mean, that man is a beast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the toughest runners in the league today. I can say that hands down. I mean, he don't go down easy. And I told him, I remember telling you guys, I told him his rookie year, I went up to him, I say, look here, you're a great back, man. I say, one day you're going to be looking back at your career. You're going to be happy. I say, just keep doing the things that you do. I mean, because you're doing well. And I think a lot of people in our locker room know this guy. I know Bill know he runs hard.
Yeah,
Ty, I mean, C, front seven, we know he run hard. And we try to tell, I was telling Mayo this year, he's a hard runner. So I got a lot of respect for that guy because of he do a lot of stuff on his own sometimes. I mean, he get that ball in his hands, and it can be trouble. It can be trouble if you're not focused. And if you don't know where he's at on the field, it could be trouble for your defense.
I'm sure Bill and Pease are going to show a play from a Monday night game in Cleveland. When he had a run, he probably ran past, ran around, ran over six or seven guys.
Yeah.
It was an incredible, great run.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be an emphasis, I promise you that. No, yeah. You know, and being that with our history of playing him and knowing the type of runner that he is, it'll definitely be an emphasis and being that we're going to be playing in Buffalo on, you know, December 28th, I believe.
Might have a day like you had yesterday.
It's very possible. So, you know, with conditions like that, as you've seen with a passing team like the Cardinals yesterday, it could very well be just a strictly running type of attack from Buffalo, which they do that pretty much, you know, to set up their passing game anyway. So I'm sure either he or Jackson, you know, they'll be used a lot,
yeah.
This coming up game,
you'll be sleeping real well next Sunday night, is what you're saying.
Oh yeah,
we get my sleep prior too. Oh, yeah. We need a sleep prior too.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Christmas plans for you guys? Both have kids, you know.
Well, I'm home up here, so I'm looking forward to them. My kids are excited. Got to do a last few minutes shopping today, but
deep fry another turkey?
No, not going there. I think we're gonna. No, get the.
So that didn't go that well, huh?
Is
that
it went very well.
Believe me, when he dipped that, when he dipped that turkey in that peanut oil, it goes well.
Yeah, it went well, but not this time. I think I'm gonna probably put one in the oven and have a ham. But I'm excited.
A little too chilly to be out on the back porch with that fryer.
I'm in the house with the
Bobby Flay might stop by and see what kind of matchup we have.
He might. I'm telling you, he might.
I know. We just go. My wife probably go cook a little bit and then, open up presents. Of course, the kids, they're excited for it. And we also just try to, just preach to them about the true meaning of Christmas as well. And something we did different this year that we haven't did in the past, and Keisha came up with the ideas that we each put our name in a hat. Now, Bailey, my youngest girl, she really don't know what's going on, but we put our name in a hat, and each one of us drew a different name. And we had to get a present for whoever name that we drew, and whatever present we get for them, they got to be thankful for whatever it is they get. You know what I mean? Just try to show them appreciation and stuff. And then this year too, we had took them and they got rid of all they stuffed animals and clothes and toys they grew out of, and took them to like cradles of crayon and stuff like that, just to show them the aspect of, you know, giving and stuff too. So. It's just, now that they're getting older, just trying to preach a little bit of what Christmas is and, you know, different meanings and stuff like that to Christmas.
Well, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to both of you
Christmas
guys.
Merry Christmas to both you guys.
Merry Christmas.
What we do know is that you're going to be playing the weekend after Christmas in a football game that means a lot.
Well, yeah.
And that's what you're hoping for, so... Best of luck to you. It's great to see both you guys.
It's great to see me now, huh?
When you choose to show up.
It's different.
You know what? I'm done with you guys.
Vince Wilfork, Ty Warren, Brian.